Unless you have an image of your place in the future that is something that you want, unless you have reason, unless you have clear picture of what you want, no matter what action you involve yourself in, it will not be joyful. It is important that we discuss something here, for it is an integral part of this process of releasing anything in your experience that you do not want. It is not usually effective to do it because someone else wants you to do it, just as it is not usually effective to create something because someone else wants you to create it. It must come out of your wanting. While it is true that others may want it enough that they may influence you to want, we encourage you, if it is your wanting, to release the addiction, to give thought to what it will be without it. Such clear and vivid thought that you have an emotional release about it. And if you are not wanting to release it, if it is not your wanting, if you are happy where you are, then do not release it. We are not saying it is right or wrong for you to have it or to release it. We are saying that unless you want to release it, you will have a very difficult time doing it. We are going to make a statement here, wanting with every part of our being, that as you hear it, you will accept it and believe it and know it. And that is, there is not a reason for you to beat up on yourself. As you are living in a society that is continually beating up on you because you are currently acting or speaking or even thinking not in harmony with what most of them would like you to, the tendency for you is to stop liking yourself, stop approving of yourself, stop allowing yourself. And we say to you that you, as an addicted one, are not the only one who does not like yourself and does not allow yourself. For most of those in your society do not like themselves. That is the reason they do not allow themselves to be greater, more magnificent creators. But it is an essential part of the deliberate creating process. We will state it here for you. It is very simple, and there are two parts to it. In order to deliberately create anything, you must want it, which is one half of the equation, and you must allow it, which is the other half. Allow it meaning let yourself. Allow it meaning believe that you can. When you are not liking yourself or approving of yourself, then you, no matter how much you want something, will not let it be. That goes for the attraction of dollars. It goes for the attraction of prosperity in all areas. It goes for the attraction of perfect health. It goes for the attraction of a life without an addiction.